Welcome to episode 267 of De Dodigawa Bookmakers. I'm going to tell you about the bookbinding I've been doing, and then I'm going to tell you some bad or sad news, and then I'm going to talk about some fiction I'm working on. And one of the reasons I have not finished anything was because of the bad or sad news that comes in the middle. But first, we're going to talk about bookbinding. I am making four different schedules with calendars, of course, so I have to make sure the dates are all right, and all four are different in some way, in size or in layout for the monthly or weekly calendars. One is one day, one date, one page, so it's about 200 and some odd pages. The smallest is A6, which is pocketbook size, and the largest is A4, which is computer paper size, and that is what I've been working on. And it's all tedious because I have to make sure every date is proper. Some are in Japanese, some are in English, some are English and Japanese. Everything's different, and that requires a lot of time, a lot of my time, doing small things that I enjoy doing. I like making sure all the dates are right and on the size is right and the colors are right. And one schedule needs photographs on it. They've sent me photographs, and I have to put them in. I get to decide where and the size, but they gave me the photographs. So it's fun. It's interesting, and it's a lot of work. Fortunately for me, the schedules start in April. Most things in Japan, like school and new jobs, start in April, so the calendar starts in April, although January, February, March are in the schedules as well, especially 2023. That's what I've been doing in bookbinding. I haven't been making books. I have printed out two of the schedules. I'm finished. I'm just checking the other two, but I'm pretty much finished with them and can print them out shortly, I hope, and I believe I will. So that's what I've been doing in bookbinding, is making four schedules, and they're all different in many different ways. And now, the bad news, the sad news. One of my best friends from college died of cancer. He had melanoma, and that spread to his brain. And from the time it was diagnosed until he died was about 6 months. From the time it was diagnosed until he was told that it was terminal was about 5 months. So he had a lot of people come visit in the last 4 or 5 months. I did a Zoom meeting with him, 4 days before he died. He was not healthy, of course, but and his brain was not what it was. So I am remembering what he was like when he was cheerful and awake and alert and normal, like when he was in college and we were causing problems and troubles and having fun and enjoying ourselves with rapid-fire wit. I guess he had the rapid-fire wit, and I was responding to that. We had times. There were three of us. The other man in the trio was with him when he died. It was sad, but I was happy to see him on the Zoom and remember the happier times. Sorry to burden you listeners with my personal sad news, but I had to get it out. Thank you for allowing me to. Now, fiction. I'm working on two books now. One is about 50,000 words, which usually doesn't mean anything to people who read books, so that's about 250, maybe 270 pages. And it's about a kidnapping and the complete strangers who tried to save the kidnapped victim who is kidnapped by a religious cult. Not for any religious reasons, but because she knows how to make bombs. That is wrapping up. I intended it to be much longer, but it's probably going to be about 300 pages when it finishes, and a lot of characters are being better developed. It's a character-driven novel, but there is a plot, and that's the kidnapping and the kidnapping victim's family and the strangers who help everybody, set in Osaka, Japan. And the name of it used to be called Molly Bright, but I've thought maybe because everybody else is just as important as Molly, I have changed it to Surfing Osaka. The second novel I'm working on is about 7,000 words, which is about 30 pages. It's, of course, not finished. It's working on it, and it's a good title, if I can remember it right now. The posthumous autobiography of the widow Agnes Groot, Death Weaver. Agnes does not die, but she can see the deaths of people around her. She tries to warn them. Some people listen to her, some people don't. She tries to make money with her visions of the future, but never makes money. She is content with weaving. She's a weaver. She starts weaving in New England in 1860 during the Civil War. And she gets to be a very good weaver very quickly. And then she sees her husband die and warns him. He doesn't care what she says. He dies. She sees somebody else drowning, and warns him. He takes advantage of that and does not drown. That is this novel, and it goes through until Agnes dies in 2020 at the age of 150 or thereabouts. That's the second novel I'm working on. And the first one being Surfing Osaka. Both of these, working on the schedules and working on the novels, have been tinged with regret because of my friend who caught melanoma and it spread to his brain and he became not as cheerful as one would hope. But remembering the good times, and I have pictures to prove it. Thank goodness I bought an iPhone. Anyway, that's what I've been doing. And thanks for dropping by and letting me unburden myself. Hope to see you again soon. Take care.